Hello, this is Tech Unfiltered, and I'm your host, Irvi Banerjee. So you are listening on WEFT Champaign, 90.1 FM, streaming online at weft.org. Welcome back, and I know in the past segments we were obviously talking about technology, but this segment is going to be kind of different. For example, a lot of people on the previous segments have heard about these major technologies like robots and artificial intelligence. But this is a little different. When people think about technology, they usually imagine devices that we hold in our hands, which makes sense because that's what most of technology is. They're like phones, tablets, laptops. These devices, they sit in our pockets, on our desks, and we interact with them directly. But technology is moving into sectors that I don't think that I would have ever expected them to go into. And it's going into things that we actually wear. One of the most interesting examples of this shift is smart glasses. Glasses have always been like simple objects. Their job was honestly straightforward, to help the person see or block sunlight. But people are now coming up with new things. They're transforming glasses into miniature computers that sit directly on our faces. A strong example of this new category is the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses created through a partnership between Meta Platforms and the very iconic eyewear company, Ray-Ban. And at first glance, these glasses look like ordinary sunglasses, and that's the point of it. The designers wanted them to blend into everyday life rather than appear like futuristic gadgets. But hidden inside the frame are microphones, speakers, cameras, wireless radios, and a small computer chip. In other words, these glasses are not just eyewear, but they're actively recording, capturing photos, all the things that we would do on our phone, but essentially on our face. To understand why this matters, it helps to think about how we normally use technology. So when we want to capture a photo, we take out our phone. And when we want to listen to music, we grab our headphones. Or when we want to, let's say, record a video, we hold a device in front of us. Each action requires reaching for something. Smart glasses changes that interaction, because the device sits on your face. It is already positioned where the eyes and ears are, and instead of reaching for technology, you simply use a voice or a small tap on the glasses frame. The experience becomes extremely more seamless. So let's start with one of the most notable features, which is the camera. Inside the frame of the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses is an ultra-wide camera. It is designed to capture photos and short videos from the wearer's perspective. So it's basically a camera that sees exactly what you see. So if you're walking through the city, hiking through nature, attending a concert, you can record moments without pulling at your phone. And the glasses capture the scene naturally because the camera is aligned with your line of sight. This perspective creates a different style of videoing and storytelling. Instead of filming from behind a phone, the footage, like, you're actually seeing that, but on top of that, you're gaining footage so you can see it later with the same perspective and eyesight. It's a lot more intimate and closer than when you have a phone directly, like, at your face. But recording a video is only one part of this. Another important feature is audio. Hidden inside the arms of the glasses are tiny open-ear speakers. These speakers direct sound toward the wearer's ear without completely blocking outside noise. This design allows users to listen to music, podcasts, or phone call while still hearing their surroundings. The technology works through directional sound. So imagine a small speaker pointed directly toward your ear canal, and the sound travels a short distance from the glasses into your ear. But people nearby hear very little. It's not perfectly silent, of course, but it's definitely not noticeable. The system is useful because it avoids one of the biggest problems with traditional headphones. When people wear earbuds or large headphones, they often become disconnected to their environment. Smart glasses aim to keep users aware of the world around them. Communication is also another major function in all of this. The glasses contain multiple microphones that allow users to make phone calls or send voice commands. These microphones use noise reduction algorithms to filter out background sounds like wind or traffic. That means you can speak naturally and still be understood even in busy environments. The glasses are connected to smartphones through Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and this connection allows them to access music, messages, and other apps through companion mobile application. So basically, this is just an extension of your phone, or it kind of might be a replacement. But the most interesting feature that I believe is how these glasses integrate voice assistance. With a simple voice command, users can ask questions, control music, capture photos, or even start recording. For example, you might say, "Hey Meta, take a picture," and the glasses will capture the moment instantly. This hands-free interaction is important because it reduces friction between the user and the technology. Instead of navigating screens and menus, this interaction becomes kind of conversational. On top of that, it also is a big help for people who necessarily can't hold a phone, can't do normal functions that we might be able to do. So these hands-free aspect of these glasses allows for disabled individuals to be able to capture the moment just like most of us do. And the hardware inside these smart glasses is also pretty complex. The frame contains a small processor, memory storage, wireless radios, microphone speakers, and a rechargeable battery. All of these components must fit into this lightweight design and still remain comfortable to wear for long periods of time. Engineers face major challenges when building these type of wearable devices. Unlike smartphones, which have relatively large batteries and internal space, glasses must remain thin and balanced. If one side becomes too heavy, the glasses feel uncomfortable. Battery life is also another challenge. Because the device must remain lightweight, the battery cannot be extremely large. Engineers must carefully manage the energy consumption so the glasses can operate for several hours without needing a recharge. Charging is typically done through a specialized case, and when the glasses are placed in this case, they recharge automatically, similarly to how wireless earbuds recharge inside their cases. This system allows users to carry extra battery capacity without making the glasses themselves bulky. But privacy is also an important consideration. Whenever cameras become smaller and more discreet, people naturally worry about being recorded without their knowledge. To address this concern, the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses include a small LED indicator light that turns on whenever the camera is recording. This visual signal helps alert people nearby that recording is taking place or happening. So that really helps with the concern that other individuals have, especially because you don't know whether the person walking down the street is going to have Meta glasses on or not. Design also plays a crucial role in whether wearable technology succeed. Early attempts at smart glasses struggled because they looked too futuristic or awkward. People were hesitant to wear devices that made them stand out. By partnering with Ray-Ban, Meta platforms focused heavily on style. The glasses resemble classic Ray-Ban designs, which helps them feel familiar and socially acceptable. In wearable technologies, aesthetics actually matter almost as much as functionality. Another reason that smart glasses are gaining attention is their potential future applications. Right now, many smart glasses focus on photography, audio, and communication. But people are exploring ways to integrate augmented reality displays into similar devices. Augmented reality, often called AR, involves overlaying digital information into the real world. So imagine wearing glasses that can display navigation directions while you walk through a city. Instead of looking down at your phone or a map, arrows would appear in your field of view, guiding you toward your destination. Or imagine like seeing information about buildings, artwork, or landscapes simply by actually looking at them. Although the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses do not yet include this full AR displays, they represent an early step toward that vision. They're showing how technology can move from handheld devices into wearable experience. Another interesting aspect of smart glasses is their role in storytelling and journalism. Because the camera captures a first-person perspective, journalists and creators can document experiences more naturally. Instead of filming from behind a device, they can show events exactly as they unfold from their point of view. This approach can create a more immersive forms of reporting and storytelling. Social media creators have also begun experimenting with these wearable cameras to produce content that feels more authentic and less staged. This like device becomes part of everyday life rather than a separate tool for social media creators, journalists, and so many more people. And of course, smart glasses are still an evolving technology. People are continuing to work on improving the battery life, camera quality, audio clarity, and comfort. Future versions may include more powerful processors, better sensors, deeper integration with other digital systems. Some researchers are even exploring gesture controls that would allow users to interact with glasses through simple hand movements. Others are developing lightweight display systems that could project information directly into the lens. Just as smartphones replaced other older technologies, cameras, music players, GPS devices, smart glasses could combine multiple digital functions into a single wearable device. But obviously, widespread adoption will depend on several factors and several challenges. And the technology must remain comfortable and stylish, it must protect user privacy, and it must provide clear advantages over existing devices. If those challenges are solved, wearable accessories like smart glasses could become as common as smartphones. Technology, as it seems, would no longer sit in our pockets, but it would actually be directly in the spaces where we see, hear, and interact with the world. And that shift may represent a very important transformation in personal technology and everything included in that. So before we go on a quick music break, here is a quick PSA. The programming on WEFT is presented in part by the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana. The Rose Bowl Tavern features live music and entertainment 7 days a week. RoseBowlTavern.com is always up to date with details and information. And that is the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana. So we are just going to go on a quick music break. And on the next segment, we're going to be talking actually about clothing, which personally, before I researched about this, I never really knew that there was such thing. So I will be back. This is WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming online at weft.org. Hello, welcome back to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming online at weft.org. And we are on to our next segment, which is actually about clothing. So when most people think about wearable technology, they usually think about devices like smart watches, maybe smart glasses. So these are things that we wear on our bodies, but still kind of look like electronics. They have batteries, screens, buttons, depending on what technology or gadget you're actually using. But a different category of technology is beginning to emerge, and it's even more integrated into daily life. Instead of attaching devices to your bodies, people are embedding technology directly into the clothes that we wear. The field is known as smart clothing, or e-textiles, short for electronic textiles. It represents a merging of two very different worlds, fashion and engineering. The goal is to turn clothing into an intelligent system that can sense, measure, and sometimes even respond to the human body. To look at this more and understand why this matters, we need to think about what clothing already does. Clothing protects us from weather, regulates body temperature, provides comfort. But until recently, clothing has been passive. It does not collect information, communicate data, or adapt dynamically. Smart clothing changes that. At its core, smart clothing works by weaving electronic components into fabric instead of placing sensors in a plastic device strapped to the body. Now, people are integrating flexible sensors, conductive threads, and tiny processing units directly into garments. So basically, imagine a shirt that can measure your heart rate, breathing patterns, and body movement while you exercise. Instead of wearing a bulky chest strap or a fitness tracker, the shirt itself performs those measurements. The idea sounds honestly futuristic, but it's already becoming reality. One company that has developed advanced smart clothing is Hexoskin, which produce biometric shirts designed to monitor physiological data. And another example is Athos, a company that creates training apparel capable of measuring muscle activity. These garments contain sensors that detect electrical signals generated by the body. When muscles contract, they produce tiny electrical impulses. Specialized sensors embedded in the fabric can measure these signals, allowing athletes and trainers to understand which muscles are being used during exercise. Think of it like having a live map of your body's effort levels. Instead, you actually can see it, and it doesn't feel like you're wearing like tons of technology, tons of gadgets in order to get to that level. So instead of guessing whether a workout is targeting the correct muscles, athletes can see real-time feedback. This type of information is incredibly valuable in sports science and professional training. But smart clothing is not limited to athletes. One of the most promising uses is in healthcare. So imagine a patient that's recovering from heart surgery. Traditionally, doctors might rely on occasional checkups or bulky monitor devices. But with smart clothing, the patient could wear a comfortable shirt that continuously measures the heart rate, breathing patterns, and physical activity. The data could be transmitted wirelessly to healthcare providers, and this allows doctors to monitor patterns remotely and detect potential health issues much earlier. The technology that makes this possible relies heavily on conductive fabrics. Traditional fabrics like cotton or polyester do not conduct electricity. Engineers solve this problem by weaving metallic fibers or conductive polymers into the material. These conductive threads act like tiny wires running through the fabric. They connect sensors to small electronic modules that collect and transmit data. One challenge that people are facing is flexibility. Traditional electronic components are rigid, but clothing must bend, stretch, and move with the body. If electronics are too stiff, they could break or become uncomfortable. To solve this problem, researchers develop flexible circuits and stretchable sensors. these components can bend and stretch along with the fabric without losing functionality. So you're basically just drawing a circuit and making sure that it stretches. It's basically you're making a circuit like a rubber band. So it stretches and it continues to function the way that it should while still giving people that comfort. That is similar to how smart clothing works. That is one of the main things. It's making these flexible circuits. Flexible. Oh my god. Making these flexible circuits be able to withstand these effects that normal clothing withstands, but electronics are not necessarily in that realm yet until now. Clothing must survive repeated washing, drying, and daily wear. Electronics are usually sensitive to moisture and mechanical stress. So now people are addressing this issue by sealing these electronic components in protective coatings or removable modules. Some smart garments allow users to detach the electronic parts before washing the fabric. This ensures that the clothing remains practical for everyday use. But on top of all this, battery technology, like how much it's going to charge, how is the battery going to be, is another important factor. Smart clothing requires power to operate sensors and wireless communication systems. However, you can't just put a bulky battery on top of a garment because it's just going to be uncomfortable. Some designs use small rechargeable batteries hidden in pockets within the clothing. Others experiment with energy harvesting technologies. Energy harvesting involves capturing energy from the environment or the body itself. For example, movement can generate small amounts of electrical energy through physioelectric materials. These materials produce electricity when they are bent or compressed. Body heat can also be used as an energy source through thermoelectric generators. Although these technologies are still developing, they could eventually allow smart clothing to operate with minimal external charging. So beyond health and sports, smart clothing has applications in safety and industrial work. For example, construction workers or firefighters could wear garments that monitor body temperature and environmental conditions. If the sensors detect dangerous heat levels or toxic gases, the clothing could send alerts to the wearer or to the supervisors. Similarly, smart clothing could monitor fatigue in workers performing physically demanding tasks. By tracking muscle activity and movement patterns, the system might detect signs of exhaustion before accidents occur. In the military, researchers are exploring smart uniforms that can monitor soldiers' vital signs during training or operations. These garments could provide commanders with real-time health information about personnel in the field. Fashion designers are also experimenting with technology-integrated clothing. Some garments include LED fibers that allow clothing to change color or display patterns. Others incorporate responsive materials that adjust insulation depending on temperature. So basically, it's like a jacket that automatically becomes warmer when the temperature drops, or a shirt that increases ventilation during intense physical activity. These adaptive fabrics represent another branch of wearable technology. One interesting concept is temperature-regulating clothing. Companies such as Under Armour and Nike have experimented with fabrics designed to respond dynamically to body heat. Instead of simply trapping heat like traditional winter clothing, these materials actively manage airflow and moisture. For athletes, maintaining the right body temperature can significantly affect performance. Another emerging idea is posture-correcting clothing. Some smart garments, including sensors that detect spinal alignment, so if the wearer, let's say, slouches or adopts an unhealthy posture for like a long time, the clothing can send gentle vibration alerts reminding them to adjust. This type of feedback could help prevent long-term back problems, especially for people who spend many hours sitting at a desk. While the technology behind smart clothing is impressive, adoption depends on several practical factors. Comfort is one of the most important. People will not wear technology that feels heavy, rigid, or awkward. People who are designing it must ensure that the electronics remain nearly invisible within the fabric. And obviously, cost is another challenge. Advanced sensors and flexible electronics can be expensive to manufacture. And as production scales up and technology improves, prices are expected to decrease, making smart clothing more accessible to consumers. But that is if it scales up, and that is if we know definitely that technology is going to improve, but that is if it scales up, if people actually want to buy this. Privacy is also an important concern. Because smart clothing collects personal data, such as heart rate, movement, and sometimes location, companies must protect that data carefully. Users need clear information about how their data is stored, shared, and protected. If handled responsibly, a smart clothing could provide enormous benefits. It could help athletes train more effectively, allow doctors to monitor patients remotely, improve workplace safety, enhance everyday comfort. Perhaps the most interesting aspect of smart clothing is how natural it feels. Unlike smartphones or watches, which require active interaction, smart garments operate quietly in the background. They collect information and provide feedback without interrupting daily activities. Technology becomes less visible and more integrated into life with the smart clothing. And in many ways, smart clothing represents the next step into wearable technology. So instead of wearing devices on our bodies, we are beginning to weave technology directly into the materials we use every day. From shirts, pants, jackets, athletic gear may soon function as intelligent systems that monitor our health and the environment around us. And it is happening right now. Research and development is occurring right now. And as material science, electronics, and textile engineering continue advancing this sector of a very new field, we are seeing as of right now that the garments we wear might soon be far more complex than we would have ever imagined them to be. And this could be a turning point into, I don't know, how fashion and how we look at our clothing. Because I think that having wearable technology, for example, if I was wearing clothing, which usually I just have a jacket on, I just think, oh, it's just a jacket. But when I have a jacket that has electronic sensors weaved into it and that is actively looking at my heart health and many other factors, it's not just like a jacket anymore. It's something that's actively helping me with my health. So on the next segment, we are going to be talking about actually technology accessories. So we're going to actually just talk about things that we've seen, like earbuds, rings, other things. Things that we've seen a lot in daily life. So before we go on to our music break, here's a quick PSA. Exciting news, thanks to some generous WEFT supporters, every dollar donated to WEFT Spring Donation Drive will be matched up to $10,000. Each dollar you donate will be matched. It's March Madness, and if there is a total of $10,000 donated to WEFT, a matching $10,000 will be contributed to help keep WEFT broadcasting strong. Help us reach our goal. Support WEFT today. Donate online today at weft.org. And this spring fundraiser is going to be from March 24th until April 3rd. So this is WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming online at weft.org. And I will be back with the next segment. Hello, welcome back to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming online at weft.org. This is Irvi Banerjee, and we're going to be talking about our last segment, which will be about the invisible technology, like the small devices such as earbuds or rings. So before we get into the small devices that are all around us, here is a quick PSA. Do you have an old car, truck, motorcycle, or boat that you would like to get rid of? Donate any old vehicle to charitable adult rides and services and designate WEFT to receive the proceeds from your gift. All you need is a clear title. Charitable adult rides and services will pick it up and haul it away with no charge to you. Make arrangements on the website at careasy.org or call 855-500-RIDE. And that's 855-500-7433. Remember, tell them you want WEFT to receive the proceeds. So, before we get into it, we previously talked about how, which was really cool, how technology can be integrated into clothing and how it could kind of be seamless in a way. And then how glasses are now being transformed into this new technology. So those are like emergence of technologies that a lot of people may not notice. Like, you may not notice someone wearing a shirt that has electronic sensors in them, and you may not notice when someone is wearing Meta glasses. But with this future of technology, a lot of people often imagine these dramatic inventions, like, I don't know, robots walking through the cities, holographic displays floating in the air, like really immersive technological worlds. But in reality, one of the biggest changes happening in technology is a lot less than that. Instead of building these bigger devices or making things like as virtually big as possible, for example, like having a holographic that looks like a person, like, people are not really making that for understandable things. That would be creepy. But people are actually making technology smaller and a lot smaller, which can be seen in the garments and the glasses that we talked about before. So small that some of the most powerful pieces of technology we use every day barely stand out at all. So this is the world of micro wearables, tidy technology accessories designed to build into normal life. So obviously it changes the thing of interaction. So instead of holding a device in your hand, you wear it as a ring, place it in your ear, or clip it onto your clothing. These devices may look simple on the outside, but like all other devices, they contain sensors, processors, wireless radios, batteries that allow them to monitor health, deliver sound, and communicate with other devices. So one of the most interesting examples of this category is the smart ring, which I've never heard of. So unlike a smartwatch, which sits on your wrist and has a visible screen, a smart ring looks almost identical to a regular piece of jewelry. But hidden inside the ring are miniature sensors capable of tracking detailed information about the human body. A well-known example is the Oura ring, developed by the company Oura Health. At first glance, the ring appears simple and minimalistic. But inside the band are infrared sensors, temperature sensors, motion detectors, and small electronics that measure physiological signals. This ring tracks several key health indicators. One of the most important is obviously heart rate. Tiny optical sensors shine light into the skin and measure how blood flow changes as the heart beats. Each pulse slightly alters the way light reflects back into the sensor. By measuring these changes many times per second, the ring can calculate heart rate with impressive accuracy. Another metric that the ring tracks is sleep quality. Sleep may be simple, but biologically it's extremely complex. During the night, the body moves through several stages of sleep, including light sleep, deep sleep, and rapid eye movement sleep. And each stage plays a different role in physical recovery, memory consolidation, and mental restoration. The sensor is inside a smart ring and analyzes body movement, heart rate variability, and body temperature to estimate which stage of sleep the user is experiencing. Over time, the device builds a detailed profile of sleep patterns. Imagine basically keeping a record of how well your body rests, and you can understand that what meals affect your health, what time going to sleep affects your health, like all these things to make sure that you sleep as efficiently as possible. So the ring turns these invisible biological processes into measurable data. Temperature monitoring is also another really cool feature. The human body normally maintains a fairly stable internal temperature, but small fluctuations can signal important biological changes. Smart rings can detect subtle temperature shifts, sometimes as small as a fraction of a degree. These measurements can reveal signs of illness, stress, or changes in metabolic activity. Some researchers are even studying how wearable temperature sensors might help detect infections early. The ability to monitor health continuously is what makes these smart rings so powerful. Traditionally, health measurements often happen occasionally during maybe a doctor's visit or a medical test. Wearable devices instead provide this data throughout your daily life. The constant stream of information creates a more complete picture of your health. But rings are not only small accessories transforming this personal technology. Another device that many people already use every day is the wireless earbud. Earbuds are, I would say, something that a lot of people overlook, but it's essentially just sound going from a phone or a music player into someone's ears. And today's wireless earbuds are a lot more advanced. One of the most recognizable examples is the Apple AirPods created by Apple. So while they're primarily known as audio devices, modern earbuds contain several layers of sophisticated technology. Inside each earbud is a miniature computer chip designed to process sound in real time. One of the most impressive capabilities of these chips is the active noise cancellation. So I usually saw noise cancellation in really big headphones, which made sense. But now noise cancellation is occurring in these small earbuds. And it's really interesting when you understand how noise canceling works, and it's really like mind-boggling that it's happening in such a tiny earbud, is because essentially what they do is they take the frequencies and the waves of the outside sound. The sensors inside basically process that information, and they take those waves and they just flip it, and then they basically send those out. So when there's a wave that is the exact opposite, the waves will basically cancel out each other, causing this noise cancellation, which obviously there's a lot more advanced technology of how that happens, how it flips it, all that, but that's basically how it is. And usually with the big, like, let's say Beats headphones, like, those are a lot easier because they can have more technology stored into them. But now these small earbuds are basically doing the same thing that these, like, big looking headphones are doing. So by embedding these sensors and intelligence into ordinary objects like rings and earbuds or in clothing, they're gradually transforming the human body into a connected interface with the digital world. And obviously there's a lot of concerns with this, like privacy, battery life, advances in how people will actually actively and continually use this, but these devices do provide useful information while remaining almost invisible. They do not demand like interaction and attention the way smartphones do. Instead, they quietly support health, communication, and entertainment. In many ways, this represents the next stage of personal technology. Each device may seem small on its own, but together, they form an expanding network of personal technology. And as these accessories become more advanced, the boundary between humans and technology will continue to blur. Not through these dramatic machines or futuristic robots, but through small, quiet devices that become part of your everyday life. So that is the episode for Tech Unfiltered today. I hope you enjoyed it. This is WEFT Champagne 90.1 FM streaming online at weft.org. And I will be back with you next Saturday.